Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
To all God's beloved of Christ the King community who belong to Jesus Christ and are called to be saints, grace and peace to you from the Holy Trinity. Amen.
Amen.
In preparation for becoming your new senior pastor, I spent over a year in an intensive leadership cohort that brought together present and future pastors of larger congregations and organizations to learn from business strategists, artists, professional coaches, and spirituality experts, as well as from each other. Last month, we gathered together to focus on the topic of integrated wellness and how to nurture wellness in ourselves and in others. One workshop that we participated in was entitled "The Beauty of Imperfection." This workshop was inspired by the legendary story of a 15th century Japanese shogun named Ashikaga Yoshimasa, whose favorite tea bowl had been broken. He sent his special tea bowl back to China to be repaired, but when it was returned, he found it had been repaired with metal staples, which Yoshimasa found to be ugly. Quite displeased, he ordered that another solution be found to repair his favorite bowl, which then was given to a Japanese craftsman to create a more aesthetically pleasing repair. The result was a new technique, which we now call kintsugi, or golden joinery, in which lacquer mixed with gold is used to bind and join the broken pieces together. In our Beauty of Imperfection workshop, we were given these beautiful ceramic bowls that we were asked to put inside a canvas bag and hit with a hammer, breaking them into pieces. It was painful. This act of hammering the bowl was to represent brokenness in our lives, our society, our church communities, our world. And then we began the tough task of reforming our bowls using glue and gold paint to fill in the seams of the pieces as we held them together with our hands. And as I held my pieces together for sometimes up to 10 minutes, waiting for the glue to dry and the seam to set, I wondered, what is it in my life that needs to be reformed? And what is it in my community, my society, in my world that needs to be reformed? Today is Reformation Sunday, the day we commemorate our denomination's reformer, Martin Luther, posting his 95 theses on the castle door in Wittenberg, Germany on October 31st, 1517. We often list this event as the beginning of the Protestant Reformation, which was not the intent of the then Augustinian monk, who in his own words posted these theses out of love for the truth and from desire to elucidate it. Luther's motivation was both pastoral and prophetic, as a response to what he saw as a crack, a break in the vessel that was the institutional church. Luther believed this break was caused by the practice of indulgence preachers and collectors who were stirring the masses into a frenzy of anxiety and fear that their loved ones would be stuck in purgatory. And so they would sell indulgences, promising the redemption of dead loved ones' souls. Luther criticized those who were becoming rich through the sale of indulgences, saying, and I quote, "They preach only human doctrines who say that as soon as the money clinks into the money chest, the soul flies out of purgatory." An interesting quote as we begin a season of intentional stewardship here at Christ the King. Today, we hear a short passage from the Gospel of John that's read on Reformation Sunday every year, regardless of what year we are at in our lectionary. This short passage is part of a much longer passage where Jesus has entered the temple, is teaching a crowd, and then enters into dialogue with scribes and Pharisees. Conversation becomes heated, accusations are made, and at the end of this interaction, we hear they picked up stones to throw at Jesus, who was then hidden as he left the temple. This final clash seems to be a reaction to Jesus' final statement to them, declaring his divine authority and identity. "Very truly, I tell you, before Abraham was, I am." Jesus is the great I am, the light of the world, the one who provides freedom from sin and death. And Jesus' disciples who continue in his word, or more descriptively, those who abide in his word, will know the truth and be set free. This type of relationship was very radical in Jesus' time, where temple worship and sacrifice was required in order to have a relationship with God. These words from the Gospel of John, "If the Son makes you free, then you are free indeed," would have sounded absurd. And the claim that Jesus is the great I am, heretical. And Jesus moves closer to the cross in a hostile world that was obsessed with power and greed. And these days, doesn't it feel like we too are living in an increasingly hostile world obsessed with power and greed? If there was ever a time, a Kairos kind of time, a God-appointed time for a reformation, might it not be now? I wonder, if one with a pastoral and a prophetic motivation were to post 95 theses on the metaphorical door of our church out of love for the truth and from desire to elucidate it, what would those theses be? What is creating the cracks in the vessel of our society? And what is creating the cracks in the vessel of our own lives? All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. It's pretty easy, I think, to identify what is broken in ourselves, in our community, in our church, and in our world. But the Kintsugi technique emphasizes that this brokenness is not the ultimate truth. This ceramic bowl that I smashed with a hammer has been put back together and is now streaked with veins of gold. These cracks and broken pieces are not hidden, but illuminated in gold as they were reformed. Each of us is as uniquely beautiful as a handcrafted piece of ceramic pottery, broken by sin and put back together with God's grace. Jesus is the gold that illuminates the divine that the Holy Spirit shines through each and every day in us as we exist at the same time as sinners and saints. Beloved, we are God's children, And just as Jesus revealed God's gifts of grace and mercy, of forgiveness and restoration, of healing and wholeness, we are freed to participate in God's reforming of ourselves, of our communities, and of our world, called to continue Jesus' mission of revealing God's love through the world until the kingdom of God is fully realized and all live abundantly. We remember in our baptism, we are called to live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper, to serve all people following the example of Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth. Our acts of service, our proclamation, and our good deeds do not make us holy. Rather, we are made right before God by the gift of God's grace through Jesus Christ, the truth who frees us from death and sin. Even our faith itself is a gift that is nurtured by the Holy Spirit who equips and empowers us and makes us holy. As we move through this season of stewardship, I ask you to think about how you steward the vessel of your life to the glory of God. We have indeed been freed from sin and death. This is most certainly true. The light of the world is oozing out of the cracks of our broken selves and our broken world, illuminating God's love and grace, seeking to bind us together as God's family with a golden glue that heals. What response oozes out of you and out of me, participating in God's reformation of our church, our community, and our world? May this time of focus on stewardship be a Kairos time, a God-appointed time of self-reflection and discernment, both individually, as families, and as a community of faith. May we know God, who forgives all our sins, who is our refuge and our strength, who abundantly lavishes grace upon us as a gift. May we follow Jesus, who paints gold in our broken cracks, who frees us to be little Christs in the world. And may the Holy Spirit illuminate us, equip us, and empower the unique gifts within each of us. May we be reformed. And in our own reformation, may we reform our world to be a spiritual home where all are free to live abundantly. Amen.